Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Human Resource Management in Public Service Paradoxes, Processes, and Problems by Evan M. Berman and co-authors is an academic textbook focused on how managing people in government and other public service settings differs from HR management in private organizations. Positioned at the intersection of public administration and human resource management, the book explains core HR processes, such as staffing, compensation, performance management, employee relations, and workforce policies through the lens of public sector constraints. Its organizing idea is that public HRM is shaped by persistent paradoxes. Managers are expected to be efficient while also being equitable, responsive to political oversight while protecting merit principles, and consistent with rules while still flexible enough to serve the public effectively. Written for upper-level undergraduate and graduate readers as well as practitioners, the text combines foundational HR concepts with the realities of budgets, civil service systems, and public accountability. The result is a practical and analytical guide to understanding why public HR decisions are often contested and how managers can navigate those tensions responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, paradoxes at the heart of public sector HRM. A central contribution of the book is its sustained focus on paradoxes that make public service HRM uniquely complex. Public organizations must pursue efficiency and performance improvements while also meeting high expectations for fairness, transparency, and equal treatment. Hiring, promotion, and discipline are rarely purely managerial decisions because they occur under civil service rules, public scrutiny, and sometimes political influence. These conditions create tensions between managerial flexibility and procedural safeguards that protect merit and due process. The book frames such contradictions as normal and enduring rather than as temporary obstacles, encouraging readers to analyze trade-offs instead of searching for one perfect model. By examining HRM from both employee and managerial viewpoints, it highlights how the same policy can be experienced as protection by employees and as constraint by managers. This paradox lens also helps explain why reforms that work in private firms may be difficult to translate into government settings, where legitimacy and accountability can be as important as speed and cost savings. Understanding the paradoxes becomes a practical skill. It supports better diagnosis of HR problems, more realistic reform design, and more credible communication with stakeholders such as unions, elected officials, and the public. Secondly, recruitment and selection under merit principles and labor market pressures. The book treats staffing as a core process where public values and operational needs collide. Public agencies must attract qualified applicants while complying with merit-based selection requirements, equal opportunity expectations, and often detailed job classification systems. At the same time, agencies compete in labor markets where private employers may offer faster hiring timelines or more flexible pay. The book connects these realities to practical staffing questions, how to define job requirements, how to evaluate competencies, and how to design selection methods that are both effective and defensible. It also shows why public sector hiring can be slow and heavily documented, not simply because of bureaucracy, but because decisions must withstand audit, grievance, or political review. In many settings, staffing is further complicated by hiring freezes, shifting budget authority, and the growing use of contractors. By emphasizing process design and accountability, the book equips readers to think about selection tools and recruitment strategies in a way that respects legality and fairness, while still trying to improve workforce quality. The larger lesson is that public sector staffing success depends as much on institutional constraints and stakeholder expectations as on technical HR knowledge. Thirdly, motivation and performance management in rule-bound organizations. Managing performance and motivating employees in public service requires an approach that recognizes both mission-driven behavior and structural constraints. The book addresses how public employees may be motivated by service, professional norms, and the importance of public outcomes, while also facing frustration from limited resources, extensive rules, and political oversight. Performance management is presented as necessary, but challenging because outcomes can be hard to measure, and because systems must be perceived as fair to be accepted. The text highlights the practical tension between holding people accountable and maintaining morale in settings where managers cannot always offer strong financial incentives or rapid advancement. It also underscores that performance management in public organizations is not only a technical system of goals and ratings, but a legitimacy process that must align with merit, principles, and withstand scrutiny. Readers are encouraged to consider the relationship between formal rules and real work, including situations where strict compliance may conflict with serving clients effectively. Without turning this into a simplistic endorsement of bending rules, the book frames the challenge as designing controls and incentives that support ethical behavior, service quality, and organizational learning. The takeaway is a realistic view of performance management as an ongoing managerial and institutional balancing act. Fourthly, compensation dilemmas: equity, expectancy, and public accountability. Compensation is depicted as both vital and contentious in public service, shaped by the need to recruit and retain talent while protecting internal equity and public legitimacy. The book draws on widely used motivational frameworks such as equity and expectancy theory to explain why pay systems influence effort, commitment, and perceptions of fairness. Public sector compensation is constrained by budget limits, formal pay structures, and political attention to wage growth, which can make it difficult to respond quickly to labor market changes. The text highlights enduring debates about pay determination, including whether agencies should lead, match, or lag external markets, and how to balance external competitiveness with internal consistency across job classes. It also emphasizes that fairness in public pay is not only an internal HR concern, but a public accountability issue, since taxpayers and elected officials often scrutinize pay levels, benefits, and pension obligations. These dynamics can produce paradoxical pressures. Agencies are urged to perform better while being criticized for the very pay and benefit tools that support recruitment and retention. By framing compensation as a strategic and political topic, the book helps readers evaluate pay choices in terms of workforce outcomes, perceived justice, and institutional constraints, rather than in purely financial terms. Lastly, employee relations, discipline, and supportive workplace policies. The book covers employee relations as a set of processes that protect rights, sustain organizational functioning, and influence trust between managers and staff. Discipline and grievance systems are often formalized to ensure due process, which can increase perceived fairness while also lengthening the time needed to address misconduct or poor performance. The text situates these systems within broader issues of rule compliance, managerial authority, and accountability to the public. It also addresses the rise of employee-friendly policies, such as work-family programs and health, safety, and wellness initiatives, presenting them as both attractive and complicated. Such programs can support retention and engagement, but they may be vulnerable to shifting leadership priorities, budget pressures, and unequal access across roles or units. The book frames these policy choices as part of a broader paradox: public agencies are expected to be model employers while also operating under fiscal constraint and political scrutiny. By integrating employee relations and workplace policies with the book's larger theme of tensions between values, readers learn to think about how HR decisions affect culture, performance, and legitimacy. The practical emphasis is on designing policies that are consistent, defensible, and aligned with public service missions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for upper-level undergraduate and graduate students in public administration, public management, and human resource management, as well as practitioners who want a structured way to understand why HR decisions in government and related public service organizations are often difficult. Readers benefit intellectually by learning to interpret HRM not only as a set of tools, but as an institutional system shaped by laws, merit principles, budgets, unions, and political oversight. Practically, the text helps managers anticipate predictable points of conflict in staffing, compensation, performance management, and employee relations, and then choose approaches that are more likely to be seen as fair and legitimate. Its distinguishing feature is the paradox framework, which keeps the analysis grounded in real public sector tensions, rather than assuming that one best practice will fit all contexts. Compared with general HRM textbooks, it places greater emphasis on accountability, procedural fairness, and the role of politics in shaping what managers can do. Compared with broader public management books, it offers more detailed coverage of the core HR processes that affect employee experience and organizational capacity. The result is a realistic guide for navigating trade-offs while still pursuing effective and ethical public service. If you would like to support Evan M. Berman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.